Okay, good afternoon. Can I start by saying I am honoured to have been selected as the next leader of the New Zealand National Party, and can I tell you that I am delighted and thrilled to confirm that Bill English has been selected as the deputy leader. Can I tell you that I think we will make a formidable team? Can I also pay tribute to the outgoing leader, Don Brash, for his significant contribution to the party? And I also want to put on record and recognise the very significant gestures of both Gerry Brownlee and Bill English to ensure the smooth transition took place. Intuitively, we know that the public put a very high value on unity. When we can show that we can manage ourselves, we can start to earn the right to consider managing the country. And I think this weekend we displayed that more than anything else. Can I also say to you that the leadership team of Bill English and myself, ably assisted by my caucus colleagues, in my opinion represents the future of our country. And it should be contrasted with Helen Clark, Michael Cullen and her caucus, which very much reflect the past. Over the next 18 months, as we run down to the general election, we will be detailing a comprehensive an impressive policy agenda that tackles issues relevant to all New Zealanders. Can I also say to you that I've witnessed some of the lessons of MMP and I have learnt. I'll be reaching out to develop and maintain durable relationships with all political parties in the New Zealand Parliament. And finally, can I say this to you, that while we will be holding the government to account at every level, let me reiterate for you, my personal style has always been to play the issue, not the person. New Zealand voters are entitled to expect such a level of conduct, and it will not be changing in my new role. National is here for the one very serious reason, and that is to build a better country for all New Zealanders. Can I now ask Bill to say a few words and then we'll open up for any questions you might have. Bill.
Thank you, John. I'm very pleased to be elected by the caucus to the position of the deputy leader of the John Key-led National Party. John Key is the right man to be leading National now and to lead National into government. I will have no trouble at all working with John. Over the last 3 days in particular, we have had extensive and intensive discussions. We have demonstrated that if we're able to work together under those circumstances in the interests of the party and good government, then we'll be able to work together right through the election and into government. I think there is a sense of excitement in the caucus and the party at John taking over the leadership. I intend to bring to that leadership team my experience of both politics and policy, and I think it's going to be a formidable team to front up against Michael Cullen and Helen Clark. Can I say that that sense of looking ahead, the sense of progress, the sense of some dynamism about the future has created an excitement for myself and the caucus that we have not had for a number of years. Finally, can I acknowledge the work of Don Brash? He and Gerry Brownlee have left the National Party in a position where a key English leadership can certainly take it into government. Don Brash has been totally committed to leading this party back over the last 3 years, and that gratitude was extended to him by the caucus this morning.
Do you have final
I'll pass back to Lee.
Well, let me say we're going to do our caucus reshuffle in the later part of the week, but it's possibly the worst kept secret in New Zealand that we certainly would want Mr. English in that role, and he'll do it extremely well.
Where does that leave Don Brash?
Sorry, what was that?
Where does that leave Don Brash?
Look, I haven't had any discussions with Don. I intend to do that in the mid part of this week. I look forward to having those discussions with him when I have a little more time.
Do you want to bring him on board?
I'm not going to prejudice any of those discussions. I want to sit down and talk to him about the position going forward, about his his views on those matters, but that'll be an open discussion we'll have in a few days' time.
It's a pretty straightforward question. Do you see a future role for him within the party?
Look, I'm not going to prejudice those discussions. I'm going to have those discussions with him in the mid part of the week.
Mr. Key, in terms of politics, you're not terribly experienced. Do you believe that you're equipped
Well, I certainly do. I mean, let me say a few things. Firstly, David Cameron took over the leadership of the Tory Party in the UK with exactly the same amount of political experience that I had. Clearly, I bring other experiences to the role. But can I tell you that one of the huge advantages of having Bill English as my wingman and someone that we'll be working very close with is that situation that he has huge political experience, huge policy experience, and I think we'll work as a very, very effective and, as we said, formidable team.
Mr. Key, one of the key things that Don Brash's leadership has been the one with law balance and the way that he's handled the Māori policy. Do you feel a need to pull back and perhaps build bridges with Māori after that?
What I can say to you is that we're not going to get into any sort of policy discussion today. This is not the forum for that. Tomorrow I'm giving a speech which is really a sort of value speech to sort of spell out. I mean, many of you have argued that you don't know that much about John Key outside the finance portfolio. The aim of that speech tomorrow will be to spell out the values as I see them, and I think when you see that speech it will help you answer that question. But if I can just say this, and that is, I believe in a tolerant and inclusive New Zealand. I believe in a society which is there for the benefit of all New Zealanders. And I think that the future New Zealand must be a New Zealand that everyone feels they have a stake in. And you'll see that in that speech tomorrow.
Do you think National has been seen as a torrent in the past, that's someone that you like to look at?
Well, I don't want to judge of whether they have or haven't, but what I can tell you is under my leadership style, you have a clear feeling of inclusiveness of all New Zealanders.
Where do you see the treaty animal in New Zealand?
I'm just not going to discuss those sort of issues today.
How big a reshuffle are we looking at?
Look, I wouldn't overhype the reshuffle. Bill and I have had some discussions on that yesterday afternoon. It's fair to say it's looking good, I think. The shape of it and the structure of it looks strong. There's a number of objectives we want to achieve in that reshuffle, and I'm very confident we'll get that done and out into the public to be assessed by Friday.
One of your MPs said outside this morning that he wanted your leadership to stop at the door and not allow through what he called the arrogant right-wing,
small group of PR strategists that have been pulling Don Brash's strings. Can you confirm that you won't be allowed sort of outside influence, like the Brigger and like people like Sinclair, that into your office to run your campaign? Yeah, well, certainly neither of the first two you just mentioned will be any part of our campaign. But secondly, more importantly, one of the things about that Bill mentioned, I think, is absolutely right. The thing that will make us successful and electable as a government is a party that feels great unity, that wants to work together and respects each other's views. And I intend to be working closely with the caucus. Bill will be doing that. Our relationship with Gerry and others in the front bench will be critically important in that role. The National Party caucus will be deciding the agenda and the policies that will be laid out for the people of New Zealand to assess.
But are you thinking about a key English government is a more moderate one than a Brash Browney government?
Look, I don't really want to go back and take sort of historical viewpoints. I can just talk about the position that I think going forward, which is I think our government will be an exciting government. It'll be relevant to all New Zealanders. It'll tackle the issues that people care about. We, as I said, are sent to Wellington to debate the issues that are really important to New Zealanders today and going forward. And I just want to make one other point, and that is that I don't think New Zealand in its history has ever been in the position it finds itself today, and that is that we are all of a sudden and regionally in an economic powerhouse. Asia is about to take off. We have huge opportunities to do well. There are a billion people now connected to the internet. Never before has it been possible for a New Zealand small business to set up and to establish and to tap into the world in that environment. And I want to lead a government that New Zealanders feel confident in and excited about and feel as though this can be their home that they want to stay in and do well for themselves and their family and their friends.
Could you do a coalition deal with the Māori Party?
I said in my earlier statements, and I said them for a deliberate reason, I intend to reach out and have a strong working relationship with all political parties in Parliament, and I can tell you that other political leaders across the Parliament have rung me already to indicate they'd like a strong working relationship with us as well. I'm not going to comment on those ones, but I can tell you there's been phone calls.
Do you believe New Zealand's relations with the world will change under your leadership?
Look, I don't think so. I think we're very well respected in the world. We carry out our duties extremely well. We have strong relationships, and I can see no reason why that would change in any form. I'm not really going to discuss the rest of the caucus reshuffle until we do that on Thursday.
Do you need to read the Harvard book, and do you think that they, from what you've heard of it already, do you think there are issues in terms of integrity that National is going to need to address?
Well, firstly, I will read the book. I was touch busy in the weekend to sort of sit down with a good novel, but after that, I will get a chance to have a read of it. What we know about Mr. Hager is that he's a man who sort of joins lots of dots. I mean, as I said in the weekend, he makes a lot of heroic assumptions and often comes up with the wrong hero. What I can tell you is that the piece that related to me in terms of receiving a letter or receiving an email on or around the 24th of May, which indicated I knew about their campaign, is factually incorrect. There is a bit of an assumption by some in the media, a misinterpretation, that I had an email that I didn't open. That is correct, but it is an email I received on the 13th of August. It was in relation to health policy, and the reason I didn't open it was that was when they came to my caravan, told me they were going to send me a document about health, and we were announcing our policy 2 days later. There was no point in opening it because our policy was decided. So if that's the level of detail and accurateness of Mr. Hager's book, I can tell you that I will have great scepticism about the rest of the book, but I will read it in due course.
What about sniping between MPs? I mean, is that something that you get to later be in the caucus?
We have robust debate. If you don't have a thick skin, Wellington's the wrong place for you. Sorry.
Are you a strong enough leader to make sure that despite the arrangement, there aren't going to be any more factional difficulties or shows of disunity that are going to derail the party?
Well, I would say this. When people put the party ahead of themselves, as we saw from Bill and Jerry in the weekend, that is the strongest signal possible. Our caucus wants the right to be in government. Our caucus wants to earn the respect from the voters of New Zealand. Our caucus wants an opportunity to prove that we have a government that is worth electing. And I will be very surprised if any individual member of our caucus chooses to break that arrangement.
Is there a place for Brian Collen in your caucus?
Look, Brian Collen was excluded from caucus by our caucus, and it would ultimately be a decision from our caucus if he was to come back.
What do you think?
I don't think there's any great rush to re-enter in that debate.
Will you have any discussions with him this week at all, or is it a case of not talking to him until that decision is taken?
I won't be having any discussions with them this week.
Was there any dissent in caucus before that for the English TTIP?
Was there any, sorry?
Any dissent in caucus about the
No, not at all. I mean, there was there was a great feeling in caucus. Bill made the comment he doesn't think he's seen a team that looks as electable for 40 years. This is a feeling of excitement in the National Party caucus that we're ready to prepare ourselves and to put ourselves in a strong chance to be elected. We want to go out there now and set the agenda and have the people of New Zealand recognise that we are a combination and a caucus and a party that is worthy of their vote.
John, why are you excited now and weren't excited under Don Brady?
No, look, I think it's just a situation where we present ourselves now in a unified position where we're ready to go forward.
John, the government in the past has attacked or criticised you because of your personal wealth.
Yeah.
Is that going to be an issue for your leadership? Are you anticipating further attacks along that line?
Well, it's certainly been something that Michael Cullen has been fixated about. But let me say this: I grew up in a state house, brought up by a solo mother. The fact that I was given an education by the state, and lucky enough, and I think hopefully motivated enough, to go on and have a successful career, I would put that as one definition of the New Zealand dream. If I could make a difference for anybody in New Zealand, it would be to give that opportunity to other young New Zealanders who find themselves in a disadvantaged position. If that's something that the Labour Party doesn't like, then I think that's a reason in itself why it's time the Labour Party vacated the Treasury benches.
Would you regard that as playing the man rather
than the issues? Look, I'll leave them to work out their own politics and I'll do my own.
Mr. Keane, how do you think you will work with Billings? Because we certainly have had differences in the past. Billings says that it will be fine, but how are you expected to believe that?
Well, it'll be totally fine for a number of reasons. Firstly, I think to argue sort of factions is a bit deep. I mean, Bill and I have sat next to each other in the House for a year. If ever I've got a really tough question and questions I want answered, I always go to Bill. I have huge respect for both what he does on the policy side, on the party side, and on the politics side. I can't think of any other person I'd rather ring up and share a problem with than Bill. If the last two or three days is anything to go by, you'll get sick of seeing us sort of walking around together in that form. So.
What are your views towards Bristol Peters? The New Zealand Press leader has been critical, particularly of branch leadership.
Yeah.
Quite a bit, and one issue for National
was
coalition partners for the future, or people you can make an accommodation with.
Well, I made it clear that I want to reach across the Parliament and have a durable and working relationship with every party in the New Zealand Parliament.
Mr. Keane, will you be emailing
Brenda? I think I'll ring him on more occasions than I'll email, but there's some reflection on my use of the phone as opposed to email, but there's some lessons from that.
Mr. Jett, expect to be back in this position given your past leadership experience. Is this a bit of a surprise, really?
Look, it's a matter of what's going to work for the team, and I think John's outlined the reasons. We have a good relationship, which will develop into an excellent one, and I have some experience the caucus want to see alongside the fresh, vigorous face of a new leader.
Tax cuts, Bill, can you deliver those?
Well, I'm not the finance spokesman yet, so I should probably wait at least till I've got the job before I start sounding off about policy.
John, what are the issues in New Zealand?
Can I just say I'm sorry, we've run out of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, you were the finance spokesman,